Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the I'm Not Kevin podcast with your host, Sean Holdsworth.
What the hell is that?
It looks like a butt plug, right?
It's a butt plug and it doubles as a bottle opener.
Yeah. Oh, it's a multitask. God. Everybody just...
We're going to use it later.
Is your butt plug in? I need to open this beer.
Wow. That's, all right. That's a hell of an opener.
That's right.
Yeah, for the podcast, too. All right. So here we are in the I'm Not Kevin podcast studios trying this out. This is beautiful, beautiful.
It is really nice.
Yeah. So, Sean, thanks for letting us crash your house.
Inaugural podcast out of the studio. So
inaugural.
Yeah, this is semi-legit, man. You need to step your game up, Kenny.
Oh, yeah. This is like, way better. Big time. Yep. I don't have a painting in my fucking room or nothing.
Yeah. You need a painting or two. Or a TV with the bass on it, on the wall.
Bass. Yeah. It looks like it's just floating like a magic trick.
Wrong bass. Yeah.
Thank you.
Hey, so I kind of wanted to do a recap of last week because that, as typical live cast, I think they suck. They're an absolute blast. They're a lot of fun, but I just don't like the sound quality whatsoever. Too much going on. I mean, the college football game's on. Everybody's cheering. You got the music playing. Everybody's dancing. Then you got all these people running around ordering beers. It's just a lot going on. And the last thing anybody's doing is paying attention to us coming out of one speaker.
It's just a clusterfuck.
Right. Did you guys listen to the episode? I listened to it this week.
Oh, yeah.
I don't even know.
It's kind of hard to listen to. I mean, it's like, I think parts of it were funny because I was there and I know what we're talking about. Right. But from a listener's aspect, I don't know.
It was a lot of fun. Don't get me wrong. They're all always a lot of fun.
It was a lot of fun.
But the last two, we've done three together, or all in all, three live casts, haven't we? Or four, maybe?
Two or three. It's not more than three.
I've only listened to one.
That's horrible.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Horrible. I hate it. And I hate it for Tyson. You know what? Tyson... So Tyson did not have headphones on, so he couldn't hear me trying to speak. I couldn't speak very loud because it was cracking in everybody's headphones. So
I couldn't hear Ron, like, at all.
So my headphones. Tyson actually did a good job trying to hold the show together.
Yeah,
that's a nice way of saying he talks a lot, you know. But he did a great job, and I really
got some help with Tyler.
Tyler too, you know, that was
we talked to a bunch of great people.
We did. Oh, speaking of which, I got John from Unfiltered Beer Brutes wants me to give him a call to give him an opportunity.
Yeah, because he sat there and was patient and didn't really get a chance. He talked a little bit, but there was just so much chaos. It'd be good to kind of see what they do and
who's
they
he
are.
With and what's he do.
Yeah. Unfiltered Brutes on Instagram.
Filtered Brutes.
I couldn't remember they're flipping who they were. Unfiltered Brutes.
And when we call, he'll give the details, but they're basically
hand me that mic. I'll use that mic for him.
I think they're what they call themselves. Beer ambassadors or something like that.
Oh,
I mean, he had legit photography happening as he was there with us.
Yeah.
I saw some of the pictures. The pictures were outstanding.
Was that his or was that the
he posted?
Poor. I did too.
They posted pictures that were, I assumed, were those.
That's cool.
Because those are really good.
They had a lot of good photos.
Yeah.
So, Troy, I got to tell you, though, I mean, you weren't there with us.
No, I came in at the end.
Yep, you and Ken. We wrap up. He came up at the end. Hit the beer.
Right at the end.
Yep. And Sean wanted me to smell that. I was like, "Fuck out of here!"
You should.
I can tell by the color.
I bet it smells wonderful.
Mm. Depends, though. Depends whose ass that was in.
Well, if it was,
you know,
easy.
Depending on which hole you put yours in,
she's your shot.
So anyway, so we're wrapping up, Troy. We're wrapping up all our gear, and the place is packed. And there's all of a sudden, there's this dude right there in front of me, and it's a guy that I've been friends with since 1990.
Wow. Nice.
And Joey's known him for probably 95, right?
Yeah.
Just a great dude. He lives up there in Tatchby, and he's like, hey, he goes, if you want, once you put all your stuff away, I would like to take you guys somewhere. I think it'd be a lot of fun. You'll like it. And I'm like,
what was it?
Well, I'm like, man, we're kind of partying down, you know, but I go, well, we got to go check in the hotel.
Yeah.
So he goes, all right, I'll follow you guys there, and you follow me. So we check in the hotel is like herding cats because you got Kelly and Nikki going one way, Joey going one way, Sean and Tanya going another way, me and Wendy going. I mean,
I shouldn't have said the live cats clusterfuck. I should talk about a clusterfuck.
The whole thing.
Just trying to get
herding cats.
Oh, my God.
So finally, we hop in his truck and we follow him. Now, this is like rainy, windy. I mean, it's already kind of like
it's about nasty. About 38.
That was rough,
it's like the, it's like the opening of a typical horror movie, right? So we go to this place and it's got like a roll up garage door. And
that was not Troy.
And a regular
it was definitely not.
And a regular door you'd walk into, like a shop, right? Like
yeah,
almost kind of like
BBC or
yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Or the Dionysus.
Or the Bakersfield homebrews, Central Valley homebrew shop, right? So we go in. The first thing you see is a couch and a bathroom, and it's all like a squared off spot. And you go into the other room.
It would be like the office if you walked into a shop.
If you will, yeah. And then you go in, and the first thing you run into is a pool table.
And a Harley.
And a Harley. Yeah. And then you go to the left, and there's a bar. And it doesn't look like a bar like you would see at an establishment, but it's a little better than something we would just build in the backyard.
Right.
It was built by somebody who knew what he was doing, but not a professional.
Right.
And then we start
talking. I thought it was legit. It was personally.
Okay.
Well, it had a cool thing above the top. The head.
It was all cool. But it just, I'm trying to paint a picture that this was not a.
We weren't at a bar.
It was not a bar. No, for.
There wasn't a liquor license.
It's not a public bar.
Yeah, not a liquor license type of place. Bar. Right.
Right. And then first thing that kind of struck me right off the bat was like everybody was smoking. It was like it was just cigarettes
or weed.
Yeah, cigarettes and cigars. And it took me about, I don't know, 5-10 minutes to realize we're at a freaking biker clubhouse. Legitimately a biker clubhouse. And it was kind of, at first it was kind of fun because it was kind of a cool clubhouse. I mean, it's a clubhouse I'd want to hang out at, you know. And I really think maybe I did. Join the biker gang. I don't know.
You're in now?
Might be.
That's cool.
I have a feeling.
He is not in.
I have a feeling somebody's going to wear a t-shirt right now that says, if you can read this, Kenny fell off. So.
It still says bitch.
Yep. So this dude had made some badass moonshine there. So like me, Joey, and Sean would share a shot glass and taste it. Like, wow. Because he had it infused with coffee. I mean, it was great. He had another one with the typical with the apple pie, right?
Super clean.
But Kelly's over there just downing them like they're just.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
And this is, this is after.
This is after LCB.
Yeah. Yes.
And if you listen to that episode, Kelly said 4 words, 5 words, maybe.
All right. Well, that's
the whole
typical.
Time, the rest of the time he was drinking. He was drinking Tyson beers.
Yeah.
The stouts at that.
So I made a mistake of saying, you know, I'd like to, you know, maybe. Podcast here, you know, so there's like, all the ladies there, like, that'd be great.
and mind you, in my mind, I'm just, you know, the whole hand to the face, like,
here we go.
Yeah, whoops.
That just not come out.
So you're set. When are you going to podcast there?
So we leave to go to dinner. We go to dinner and Kelly, the moonshine kicks in and he's gone. Yeah. Oh, he is gone. Literally trying to drink the ketchup bottle. He thinks that's his beer. I mean, he was at that level.
He's so fucking funny.
He was gone.
Right off the bat, we just got our beers ordered and he's like, I want my seafood platter, right?
Yeah.
She's like, I haven't taken any orders yet.
And he's like, you didn't order a seafood platter. I don't think they had a seafood platter on the menu. They might have, but I didn't see
No.
It's not even a fish.
I kind of felt bad for her, like, oh, no, she already knows. I'm like, okay,
We talked her at the end, and she was like, it wasn't even that bad. Like, okay.
He stuck his knife. He got chicken strips. He sticks his knife in the little cup with the ranch and picks it up like he's going to eat. I'm like, no, okay, put that down. I mean, he was gone, dude.
Yeah.
So I told Joey, I go, do me a favor. Will you take these guys back, Nikki and Kelly, back to the hotel, and I'll meet you guys at LCB. And then Ron goes, well, are you going to go back and talk to the prez? I go, huh? I go, just tell him we'll communicate through you. He's like, well, he came down to talk to you. Well, kind of be disrespectful if you don't talk to him.
Kiss his ring.
Yeah, right? So we go back. And there's more people. There's kids there. There's a lady sitting on one of those leather chairs we were sitting on. And she's yelling at this dude behind the bar. She's all like, you don't fuck with somebody's kids. You got a problem with somebody's kids. You talk to the parent. And the guy's like, he's like, well, maybe if the parent taught the kids some fucking manners. And she's like, oh, motherfucker, you want to take this outside? You want to throw my kids across the couch and you want to talk shit? And I kind of found out it was the prez's daughter, right? So I look at the prez and I'm like, don't worry, bro. I got this. And he just looked at me like,
who the fuck are you?
You're an idiot, you know? So we go back to the hotel. We go back to LCB, party down some more. You know, and Tyson feeds us free beers when we podcast. Yeah. And after the podcast, when I went back, I had two beers. Because at this point, I'm feeling it, right?
Oh, because you're paying for it. No.
No, I'm just feeling it, man. I'm feeling it. So I go to close out, and my beer, because he had the four pack of the Beer Zombie collab, and it comes with the Beer Zombie glass. So I'm like, oh, cool. Is that come with that glass? And Chick's like, yeah, you want it? I go, well, how much is my tab right now? She goes, $150. I'm like, okay, what? No.
For what?
Yeah, because me and Joey went there the Wednesday before, and I grabbed three crowlers, a four pack.
And we had three drinks each.
Yeah. And so now it dawned on me when Nikki was going,
Dan, Nikki did that?
She did that.
So Nikki was like, burp, right? So when Nikki was going up and running beers, she was just throwing them on my tab.
Oh.
So your beers, Kelly's beers, her beers, my beers, we're all just going on some tab.
No, Pump to Pour brought my beer.
Oh, lucky
Pump to Pour.
Did she really?
Yeah, she brought me the fucking triple. I think she was trying to get me drunk.
That you probably showed her your fucking butt plug. So I'm like, well, I can't afford to fucking
Pump to Plug.
I'm like,
Plug to Pour.
So I tell Tyson, I'm like, nah, man, I $150. I'm not going to, do that. And he's like, he just hands me the four pack and a glass. Cause he's like, did you already close out? I'm like, yeah. I go, don't worry about it, man. I said, I've drank more than $150 worth of free beer up here. I'm cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
So he just hands me the four pack and a glass. And I'm like, oh, now he's like,
that's cool.
Here, you little bitch.
And go away.
Yeah. So next morning, get up and my fucking head's pounding, just pounding. And me and Kelly are eating breakfast. And
we didn't stop drinking. We went back to the hotel.
We after
your room. We didn't let him. Right. You forgot about that, didn't you?
We finished a four pack.
Yeah, we finished my four pack.
Thank you.
And no, that's what I bought it for. And the last time I was hanging out with some buddies, we did the same thing. We went back to the hotel and we were like, shit, man, we're just primed. It is 3 o'clock in the morning.
Right.
We're off the wall, right? But for us, that's just primed. Mm-hmm. Like, we're out of beer, and we can't go to the store.
Yeah.
We're too drunk to go to the store.
But yeah. What do we
the
have?
So the next day, me and Kelly go down there, and he's like, you hungover, Dad? I'm like, dude, this is going to be a two-dayer. I just want to throw up and go to bed. I just want to go home and go to bed. I go, you're not hungover? He goes, no. He goes, I threw up last night, so I feel great. And I'm like, plus Joey took you back early,
Yeah.
So we leave.
Put your ass to
bed. We finally get home. Joey drives. We get home, and Wendy's checking the bank, statements, and she's like, "Hey, that hotel still has the two $25 holds for incidentals."
Right.
She says, "Those should be clearing here pretty quick." I go, "Oh yeah, okay, whatever. Just leave me alone." And then like 2 hours later, she goes,
"Leave me alone. I don't give a fuck about $50.
And then like 2 hours later, she comes back. She goes, "The $225 is still there, and now there's a $450 charge."
What?
Like, what the fuck, man? So we're really just scratching our heads, going, "I don't get this." And it's Sunday, so we're like, "We'll have to call tomorrow."
Yeah.
But then we start thinking about it, and I'm like, "Yeah, they're probably there. Let's just call," So I call, and
it's $450.
I call the lady, and she's like, "Oh, hello." And I said,
It was honey. Oh, that bitch.
So I go, hey, I said, I got a charge for $450. Kind of curious what that is. She goes, oh, room 128.
Oh, she knew right off the bat.
I said, well, it'll just be clear. That wasn't my room. That was my son's room. She goes, oh, he throw up in mattress. It goes, soaks in the mattress.
Oh,
He goes, it's on carpet. It's on his.
It's everywhere. She's just lighting it out.
Yeah, she's like, we have to charge you for a whole other room. We can't rent it out, so we had to charge you for the next night.
Oh my God. So I had to pay
for another night. I paid for his night to be there, by the way. Then I had to pay for the next night, pay for the mattress, pay for the carpet.
So you're, needless to say, he's grounded.
Yeah, and I guess workers' comp for the lady that slipped in it. I don't know, man. Fucking shit.
You have to poop in toilet. You poop in toilet, not on floor.
That's all right, man. I blew that odor wise. I blew that my room up, so that make it up for
well done. Good job.
You got your money's worth, right?
Oh yeah, yeah, dude. I swear to God, you walk into that room and it'd be like somebody was mash timing in there. Oh, it smelled so bad.
I asked Joey the question. I go, "Would
mash
you
mash timing?
Would you?" I said,
"Oh, that was a shot.
That was a shot."
I asked Joey.
No, it was not. No, not like that. Not like that.
You mean mashing the grain?
So cooking.
I asked Joey though. I go, "Listen, if you had the choice, if you're a maid, would you rather A, go in after you just blew that bathroom up for the cleanup, mm-hmm. or B, would you rather be the maid on February 15th?
Joe's like, don't take a black
mic. Yeah, Joe's like, I don't get it.
I don't get
it. Yeah, it took me a minute to get that one. Like,
Joey won't rent the room on February 14th.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would have much rather walked in there smelling the mash.
Yeah.
So anyways.
I don't know. Maybe we change the subject.
Do you want to call this dude real quick?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's call him up and apologize for.
Yeah, his name's John, and he's with Unfiltered Brutes.
Was that, what did he look like?
He was wearing one of his shirts, and he had,
dude,
had the beard. The beard, the white lettering.
I didn't even remember.
It's not going to work well with the wireless. Oh. It's going to get that feedback.
I don't remember Troy being there.
I talked to Troy for a little bit, but we'd commented on.
Yeah.
Hey, John, what's up, man?
Who are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
Doing well.
All right, man.
How are we doing on sound quality? I put you on speaker.
Yeah, this is way better, man. I can hear you now. So apparently,
thanks for having me back on the show, guys. I don't know if you're going to lose followers having me on 2 weeks in a row, but let's go for it.
Yeah, I don't think there's any followers to lose.
No, I'm down to under 10. It's okay.
What's another five?
Yeah, what's another five? Yeah, so yeah, apparently you were on the show. I don't remember much.
Last week is all full of malted hops and bong resin, isn't it?
That's true.
Bong resin?
Yeah. That was really bad. That was just bad sound quality. So I kind of wanted to touch base with you again and just give you an opportunity to talk about what Unfiltered Brutes is all about.
All right. Well, again, thank you for having us back. And the guys are all, you know, we're Unfiltered Brutes full-time and 40 hours a week. We're corporate stooges. So I was the only one available today. But, so what we're doing is, it started off with a bottle of Pliny the Elder and a stupid idea one drunken night. And Eddie said, hey, why don't we start an Instagram page? And so we did, you know, a couple weeks later we did and took a couple photos and set the page up and it just kind of took off on us. And so, you know, going back to last week when Tyson said that we were influencers, it was never supposed to be that way. It was just kind of it's all happened organically and almost accidentally. And like I said, it just kind of took off on us and we started meeting a lot of people and a lot of the right people. And then we thought, well, shit, let's start a business.
Very cool.
And we started selling some shirts and gave away some stickers and whatnot. And that whole thing turned into, well, maybe we should open a tap room. Maybe we should start brewing. Maybe we should start, you know, developing relationships with people in the industry, and it's, like I said, it's just exploded on us, and we're having a ball with it. We really are.
So wait a minute, you can make money at this shit?
And we're doing it all wrong.
Jesus Christ!
In theory, we haven't raked in any yet, other than, you know, some t-shirt sales and whatnot that we put out, but the response we got from just doing a batch of shirts, I think we started with 25 shirts, and a couple days afterwards, we were out, and people said, we need more. Holy crap, this is something.
Very good.
So, again, you know, so we started, you know, branching out to some of the breweries and you know, just people who we normally would hang out with, and they know people, and we know people, and turns out we all know each other in one way or another.
It's a small, big community.
Kind of led us where we are now.
Yeah, it seems like everybody knows somebody, huh?
Yeah, you know, so we went up to, last week was supposed to be just a business meeting with Tyson and IPA Lot, and it turned into whatever shit show that turned into last week. We had a ball, but holy smokes, man, that was something.
Were you as hungover as we were?
Yeah, that's where we met you guys.
Oh, dude, yeah, we were. I was hungover until end of workday Monday.
I remember I texted you this following day. Hey, when are you going to post this podcast? And you're like, hey, bro.
Yeah.
What podcast?
Circling the drain right now. Give me a minute.
Yeah. Who are you?
I had to delete a couple things. I typically don't edit at all, except when Joey tells a lot of, like, racist jokes.
Oh, you son of a bitch.
But a couple times that Jen from Pump to Porter, you know, she yelled a couple times on the mic pretty loud, and it kind of blew up my software. So I took that out because I was just thinking of somebody's. I'm driving to work listening to the podcast and it
blows out the speaker.
So
there goes the tweeters.
Yeah,
you got to replace your speakers in the car now.
Yeah, but yeah, so yeah, we had a blast. The band was great. You guys are awesome. I think me and Joey actually joined a biker gang. So we actually went off and met some folks and anyways, yeah, I'm a bad motherfucker now. So
congratulations! Hey, we've been talking about doing maybe starting a Vespa gang and calling them the Hex Angels. If you guys want in on that,
the Hex Angels.
Yeah,
yeah.
Yeah, right on. Hey, so before I forget, tell everybody how they can see you, how they can reach you. What's your call letters?
We're Unfiltered Brutes. That's BREWTS. Most of our work is done on Instagram. We do have a website, unfilteredbrutes.com, which is under construction, but that should be up and ready to rock here within the next, a couple weeks. We've been sitting on it for about 6-7 months and just haven't really done the work to get that thing going yet because we've been so busy. And we are on Facebook as well. Unfiltered Brutes there as well on Facebook. And man, we're just excited. I mean, I'm excited to be a part of this show again. And the amount of response that we've received from our followers and people we meet. And even last week over at LCB, man, some of the people that were there recognized us right away. And we thought, shit, this is kind of overwhelming.
You're kind of a big deal, huh?
I guess we're kind of a big deal. And all we do is drink freaking craft beer and post pictures and bring people together. We're considering ourselves craft beer ambassadors at this point because the things that we're doing and the people we're networking with, it's been incredible. We're having such a great time.
Well, I gotta give you a forewarning, just so I would be remiss if I didn't tell you this, but get ready, because now that you've been on an IPA Today podcast, shit's gonna blow up, man.
No, I know. I think last week I think we lost 4 to 7 followers from being on the show, but you know, I've got some high hopes. You know, for the second time.
Yeah, let me know what your net loss is. I'll make it up.
Yeah, I hope you're ready for the downfall.
That's right.
Having me on, like I said, like having us on 2 weeks in a row isn't going to do you any service either.
So when
we have each other, right?
When do you anticipate being in this direction in the valley? Sometime we could all get together again.
We are contemplating a collaboration with a brewery up there in the Ventura area, and I won't disclose any more than that. You can kind of use your imagination. So when that time comes, we'll definitely be in touch with you guys, and I'd love to have a pour with you.
Awesome. Yeah, especially if you're driving through this area anyways, yeah, swing by and we'll hang out.
Yeah. So we're with the LCB thing, we touched on that a little bit last week as well. We anticipate that one dropping sometime in March, I believe. And we'll more than likely have a table set up and sell some merch up there and hang out with the locals and drink some beer.
Awesome.
Very cool, man.
Looking forward to that.
All right, cool. Hey, John, thanks again for coming on the show, man. It was a pleasure hanging out with you and talking to you again. Sober.
Ish. Who's sober? I've been drinking since noon, man.
we're just pretending.
Yeah.
Thank you guys so much, man. We appreciate your support, and we'll continue to listen hope to bump into you again soon.
Absolutely. Just don't hold anything against us.
Yeah.
No, of course not. You guys are always good for some laughs.
Yeah, but I mean, literally, Sean's holding a butt plug right now. So. Yep. Right on, John. Smiling. All right, man. Have a great weekend.
You too, brother. You guys be safe. Right. I'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
All right, cheers.
Very cool.
That's cool, man.
Cheers. I always want to say cheers, and I always fuck that up. I want to say cheers.
Cheers. Cheers.
I want to call him back real quick and just say cheers. And
cheers.
Redial.
Yeah.
Do it.
Hello. Cheers. Click.
So pretty cool. I mean, those guys are, I mean, creating something out of the community, right? That's pretty neat.
Yeah, that's neat.
It's real cool.
I mean, it's like what you guys are doing too, though.
Hey, Joey, have you one of those beers in there?
Well, you're a neat.
Hey, you got to tell the story, but that's a terrible beer.
Can I use your dildo?
I'm just gonna leave these here.
You can do whatever you want. Just
mind if I use this?
Just clean it off, would you?
So I'm drinking this. I'm drinking this After Party Pale Ale by Trouble Brewing. It's a 5.9%. It's cool, man. It's got a little like disco ball coming down, and Troy thinks it tastes a little old.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean it does, but that's, like, that's what the 99 cent story has.
It is literally I paid.
Oh, that's the 99 cents. Off
yes,
here?
I literally.
Fuck yeah, we had that last night. It was bitching.
I literally paid $2 for a six pack, so I bought 2 6-packs as a housewarming present for Sean.
who brought the East County Ale?
Oh, that's me.
That's delicious.
I picked that up at really good. So I picked that up at Bayshore Beer Company today. It's actually that's Council Brewing, and Council is shutting down. Like this is one of their last runs of beers. I got another one in here too.
No, hey Frank, so, you might pick up some stuff.
Why are they shutting down?
I don't know. The guy at BBC told me, and I was like, "What?" I had no idea. I'm not in the scene anymore, but so I don't know.
So did you listen to BR up there when he talked about opening up his little wine tasting room?
Yes, that was, and I listened to it while I was sitting there, but then I had to re-listen to it, but that might be exciting. What a great idea, right?
Where's this at?
It says, what do you call it? A bodega.
A bodega. You know, because he got really tired of my bodega jokes.
Mm-hmm. Who is this?
Big Ron, or Black Ron.
Yeah. Oh.
I just say BR now.
Yeah, I kind of got a little bit of, I did hear a little bit of that. And
so he wants to call it a bodega? Yeah. Isn't that what's in like New York? In New York, the little convenience stores are on the corners or bodegas.
I'm pretty sure he said bodega. You know,
I remember now, Joey. I remember at the after party in your fucking hotel room, we were talking about that. I'll never forget this. And Joey just looks over and he goes, I love cheese. And I couldn't stop fucking laughing. He's like, what's so funny, motherfucker?
I love cheese.
I just don't know why that hit me funny. I don't know if I was thinking of Fromunga cheese, smegma, fucking...
Oh, smegma.
I don't know what I was thinking, but this just struck me as super funny.
I couldn't believe how unfunny it was that we're sitting around, you guys are sitting in chairs, we're all sitting in chairs, and the girls, the wives both got on the bed and fell asleep. And
oh, that was so funny.
Dude, that was so close to dream coming true, though.
But you didn't even catch it.
Oh,
I just left it alone.
No, because I knew I was to that point where Viagra wasn't going to help. I was like,
wow,
just gonna have to wait.
That's sad.
Yeah,
that's what you have to look forward to at 50.
Yeah,
52, 52.
Happy
right?
birthday.
Yeah,
thank you. Happy birthday today, dude.
Today's my birthday. Cheers.
Oh, happy birthday.
Yeah, cheers. That. Yeah, thanks. This is pretty good.
This is
yeah, I'm officially 52, by the way. So that IPA today 93312 at Gmail. So
they're gonna flood in for sure.
Flood
now.
In, yeah, man. Birthday wishes and all that stuff.
One more time. What is it?
It's IPA today 93312 at gmail.com.
One more time.
No, you got it. That's
818-555.
Because I don't want to bother you guys when my phone's going ba-ding, 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 ba-ding.
You fuckers can rewind and listen to
it. It sounds like somebody just fucking won at the slot machines.
So you're on the floor now, Joe. Kenny won't let you sit on the...
No, dude, he acts like he's got fucking two balls and his fucking his legs are fucking wide open like a whore ready to get DP'd, you know, and he's like consuming the whole couch.
I apologize, Joe. I was taking up all that spot there.
It's all right, dude. No, you don't have to squeeze in now.
Yeah, I'm also...
It's going to be a long night.
What was it they got you? The two balls? Or the
Well, you guys have all seen it, the Butthole Bruiser. It's two balls.
You've all seen it.
Yeah, is it still...
Yeah.
Grapefruity?
Literally, Troy literally said...
Grapefruity.
Troy literally said, you really want to have that looked at.
Not by us.
It's been looked at plenty of times, has it?
I tell you that, you know, every time me and Winnie are knocking it out, I always in my head, I'm always thinking, came in like a wrecking ball. I'm like,
you bust out laughing.
I do. I kind of giggle, you know, because I'm like, I should probably get her some tucks.
He can never, he can never hear himself laughing over her, Robin.
Oh, my goodness. That's too funny. This is good. What is this, again?
Yeah.
Uber, what?
Yeah, I don't know what it is.
You don't like it?
No, I'm not a big... Well, I don't like sours. I just... Uber the bottle looked cool, and LA Ale Works is a really cool...
Uber Bloomy.
So it's blueberry, right?
Yeah.
Who's Uber? Can he do it again?
Barrel fermented and pearl Berliner?
Berlinersfield? Berliner?
Berliner-wise.
Asian fresh whole blueberries. It's not bad.
No, it's not bad.
It's not bad at all, actually.
This after-party pale ale has really kind of wrecked my mouth.
Yeah.
You got to wash that out.
Yeah, anytime I drink something fresh, it's like, whoa, what the fuck? Yeah.
Go back to that bad shit. But I think, Lengthwise did that blueberry kettle sour. To me, that was spot.
It was good.
It was so good.
That was really good.
Because
How long ago was that? I don't think I had that.
Couple months. Yeah, you paid more for that bottle, Troy, than I paid for that 12-pack.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Way more.
I'm literally under $5 for this 12-pack.
Trying to get me to shoot the blueberry.
We got to get some blue shit on your fucking carpet, dickhead.
Yeah. He's got the rug here just for that reason.
I saw that, yeah. It's like, the leather couch is smart. It's easy to wipe up. Yeah.
Well, that's probably why I don't see Frank, right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, there'd be room on the couch for him.
We put Frank right here.
as Troy graciously rubs
his lap,
his thigh close to his groin.
We can put Frank right here.
Dude, we need to make a podcast room like the Abuelita's house with the plastic on all the furniture.
Oh my, yeah, for Frank.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Every time you move it.
So like you're dancing on an inner tube.
Frank sent me a happy birthday wish on Facebook today, and it was a taco with a candle in it.
That's funny.
That's awesome.
It was good.
Is he coming over today?
He said he might.
Okay.
He said he might. He had a couple of things going on, and then his wife is having to head out of town for work.
Mm-hmm. So blah, blah, blah.
Typical Frank. Right.
But there is a little bit of a conflict today, I know, with the home brewers in town, because there's the...
they're doing their coconut thing.
The coconut beer competition is today.
Hey, shout out to Foam, man. You guys are awesome. I don't think we give you guys a shout out enough, man. Mm-hmm. So all you guys, from the Central Valley Homebrew Supply, Stu and Jared.
Killing it.
Yeah, and the whole Foam homebrew group here in Bakersfield, man. Shout out to you guys. Cheers.
Yep.
I'm going to say cheers now all the time, man. Cheers, bros.
You're going to overdo it.
Yeah, you've already done it.
I said it twice.
That's too many. Way too many. You should like said it twice back to back, like within 5 seconds.
All right, I overdid it.
Cheers.
Bigger pause in between.
I got you. God damn it.
Give it a 10 count.
Yeah.
At least.
1,000. Mississippi 1, 3.
Hey, Joey, look over there. Cheers.
Cheers.
All right. So, okay, that's something else. I want to say something real quick. I owe Joey kind of an apology because Mark 1
off the board.
Yeah, there we go. Joey board over here.
Episode 99, I deleted a lot of stuff. And Joey got all buttered because he's like,
"Oh, it wasn't buttered,
but for good reason." Joey's like, "I remember when IPA Today used to be funny."
Well, that is true.
So we were talking about somebody, and anyway, we weren't talking about somebody. So bottom line is, Joey said queers, right? And the context, I took it out. Not that I have a problem with somebody who's a queer, right? Or calling somebody a queer. I called Sean a queer today because he said he was cleaning the house, right? So I call
you queer all the time,
right? Well. But that's when I'm sucking your dick. So it fits.
I think it matters the context of how you're, right. If you're calling a whole group of people queers, or if you're calling one person like in a derogatory nature.
Not the point. Right. The thing is, we were doing the bah, 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 quite a bit, right?
Quite a bit.
Joey said queers. I go, all right, I'm gonna delete that. And he's like, why? Just queers. I'm like, all right, I'm deleting that. And then Joey goes, queer, queer, queer. And all of a sudden I go, queer, queer, queer. And it was funny as fuck, and it broke my heart to delete it.
Now you got
to
edit it again.
I'm not deleting it. I'm not editing it.
Oh, yeah, sure. When he says it, it's okay. when the brown guy says it, it's fucking wrong. Yeah. Yeah, that's some fucking bullshit, dude. You know, I'm quitting
white privilege.
Today.
White privilege.
Joey. I'm moving over to I'm Not Kevin's podcast. Joey. Fuck IPA today.
Joey. Cheers.
No.
Too soon.
Yeah.
Too soon after the fucking shiv.
Yeah, right in the freaking side.
Who got shivved? Somebody got shivved?
Yeah, he just did it. Didn't you see?
Oh, yeah, I wasn't watching that. Was that a racial thing that you were doing?
Oh, my God. Where the fuck have you been? Yeah.
Checked out. He's wrong here.
Oh, you're in La La Land or just...
Remember the camera's still recording.
Are you recording?
Yeah,
I hope you were. I don't know.
The screen is
recording. Move the mouse.
I doubt they're going to see me because you're right in front of that.
Not that one. The one on top of the monitor.
Oh, that one?
Mm-hmm. It might have went to sleep. I don't know. It's going to be a surprise.
Fuck. What's the other one doing? Why is it?
It's just I was trying to use it earlier. And
why is it facing me like just, almost directly?
It's just that seat's special.
It's waiting. Oh no! It's waiting for your pants to drop.
This seat's special.
Also, want to kind of also shout out to LCB for the great party they put on. For my 100th episode. Again, I apologize for
is
the
that what they did?
Yeah, it was super cool. Tyson really went all out for me, man. But he's a big supporter.
Nice of him,
yeah, it was cool.
As much shit as we talk and as much shit as he talks to you, he's definitely he's been really good.
So,
He has.
So congratulations, LCB, on your 3 years. Great job, great beers.
Kenny never thought I would make it that far. I'm just kidding.
Thank you for everything you guys do for us, man.
You're welcome.
Yep.
Look at this.
Oh, speaking about the other Mexican. Oh, he might fit in there.
Hey.
Yeah, the little guy can fit in
What's
there.
What's up, bro?
Hey,
welcome, Martin. How you doing,
man?
Good, you?
What'd you do?
That got loud.
What did you do?
Hey, Martin, you seen me on the floor. Brown people are on the ground.
They did it again.
Yeah.
They're
keeping us down, dude.
Hold on. Something
just happened. Hey, Martin, if you want one of these, they're in that cooler over there, man. They're bomb.
Yeah, they're super bomb.
Is that the 99 cent shit?
5.9%, baby.
There's another mic around here somewhere for him, right behind him, if he wants to get on the mic.
Right there.
Everybody had some. Finish that off.
Man, you guys are good.
How you doing, man?
So, hey, Martin, welcome to I'm Not Kevin Studios IPA Today podcast. Glad you made it, man.
They're talking shit already, dude.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's been already for a bunch of sober guys already talking shit. Like,
and excuse Troy's butt plug.
Oh no,
it's not mine, but I'm.
He took
ownership over that.
Troy's like, it's not mine, but it tastes awful.
Got it sitting right by him, real close. We got it in between us, like no.
Don't get any closer.
Nobody wants to touch it. Don't know where that's been.
That's for whoever sits here.
I gotta remember the guy that sent that to me. He was super cool. I'll have to look it up, but
in a butt plug kind of way.
It was cool in a butt plug kind of way.
Some kind of way, you know. He penetrated my asshole, but it's got a bottle opener on it, so I can't be mad.
So it's 50-50.
On Instagram, he is Photo Frogger.
Photo Frogger.
Just coincidentally, he just liked one of my posts. So,
is he the one that does all the effects on his posts?
No, he does. He does the woodwork.
I
think I've seen some of that stuff come across my feed. Look kind of neat.
Yeah.
A bunch of baskets. I think he must.
Hey, I'm still thinking later, like by the end of the night, Troy's going to go, dude, I think I got a splinter on my tongue.
I thought you were going to say it in his butt.
It's sanded really well.
That's not where I'm putting it.
That'd have been funnier.
It's sanded really well. So. Just don't buy it.
Yeah, he finished it real well. So just that wouldn't happen.
Yeah, Simon Chichon.
This is a bottle share.
Yo, listo.
I told you guys earlier this week, we got a surprise for a couple, for us. My boy Gage sent me some Texas beer.
I've had that beer.
Huh?
I've had that beer.
You had that one? All right, well, we're not going to do that.
No, you can bring it out. Bring it out.
What about, so I got a Duff Dub from
Springville, if it's Duff.
Shout out to the Simpsons.
I honestly can't read that label. How does Homer the laugh? Lettering's too small.
I was just trying to do a Homer laugh and I can't think of it.
An IPA from Tupps Brewery.
From Tupps.
You know, I was wondering why Troy was playing with that butt plug so much, and I realized he was underneath the Star Wars poster. And
have you guys heard of Pegasus?
If anything's going to make me do it,
nope.
From who?
Pegasus Brewery.
I like the murdered out can though.
Dude, I saw them. I had them at that beer fest when I went down to Texas. I've had the Big D Jamboree. It is fucking awesome.
That is a cool looking can too.
Yeah, all their fucking labels are sick. They're more of that, like that. I guess that industrial 40s.
Yeah.
Era.
Yeah,
stuff.
I love that. Yeah,
it's fucking super cool.
Anything that says Big D, I'm in.
Amen, brother.
That came out right too fast.
Got a double
way
IPA
too smooth.
From 100
it's always smooth.
Angel singing.
Jeez.
Holy crap, you're loaded up, dude.
Oh, dude, this is just half of what he said. Well,
fuck, I wish I wanted to drink all those fucking 99 centers.
Yeah, no, I don't know what you do with those.
And then, obviously, with Pale Ale from...
I got that in Oklahoma.
Rar and Sons.
Proud of Texas.
Oh, and this other one.
Keep whispering, Ken. We can't hear you.
Okay, Oak Highlands Brewery. That's who that was. Oak Highlands, OHB. The Freaky Deaky is pretty fucking.
You better pop that one for Kenny.
Freaky Deaky.
Hey, can we start pouring some of those, man?
Yeah, let's get one of those going.
I'm excited, man. That sounds good.
Talking about it. Well, I just want to let everybody know.
We all have empty glasses, and we're just waiting for you to pop something.
You ever have a rich friend? You go to his house, and he shows you all the presents he got at Christmas. And you're like, fucking asshole.
That's kind of what that was. Huh?
Yeah.
You guys want to start off with?
He wouldn't let you play with any of them.
I think they're all like 7
Don't touch
like
that.
10%.
Don't touch that.
When your buddy has a big old dick, he's like, "Does this look normal?" You're like, "Asshole."
It just looks swollen. It just looks healthy.
All right, let's start off with the lighter one first, huh? What do you guys think?
Yeah.
Joey, they're your beers, man. Whatever you want to feed us, give it to us.
Yeah,
I'll feed you some fucking tube.
Tube. Tube.
It'll be a just tube. Sharp tube, though.
Tube. Did you guys see Tuba?
I thought he said Tuba.
Tuba.
Crusader Brewing, their post this weekend. With the,
The host is supposed to supply waters, Joey.
Hey, their logos are pretty neat.
We have waters.
You want me to hit the pause button?
Again? There was
hop to it, hop sing.
Well, they have all their kegs, right? Crusader got all their kegs.
Yeah, they got their kegs with the logos on them. I think they look cool. They got a really cool logo going on. I can't wait till they get those guys open up. So we got them opening. We got Great Change opening. Uh-huh. We've got the possibility of another spot opening. I don't know if that's been announced.
We met up with Second Phase last night. Come to find out, the location has changed. It's still part of the district. The beer district scene,
right?
But it's not there was a complication with the first facility.
Okay, yeah, it's
but everything but everything's going good and sorry, that just really goes to show when you're not working full time 40 hours a week, you have time to
what you can get
work.
Accomplished.
Yeah, you can work with some of the county folks.
Yeah.
Hey, hey, Martin, what's up with you, man?
Where you been?
You brewing?
Busy as fuck with life.
Are we passing porn?
Yeah. Oh, my bad.
Martin, shut the fuck up and pour some beer.
Don't listen to the questions he's asking.
I've been chilling. Just bottled a wheat ale.
You got to talk into the mic, though.
My bad. Is this better?
Yeah, there you go. Right here. Ooh, much better.
So I had a wheat ale sitting around waiting for me. I finally got to bottle that.
Hubba, hubba.
I'm sitting right here.
Sorry, Sean. Sean's wife just walked in and kind of...
I just started sweating.
Yeah.
what was I talking about? Oh, yeah. Here.
Well, apparently, apparently, three of these 99-cent beers don't affect my wiener now.
Holy shit!
Affect your
wow,
wiener.
Wow,
yeah.
You gotta put talk about notes, Joey right? Overstepping his boundaries.
Jeez,
the man's sitting right next to you.
I'm glad I'm sitting here. I can at least tackle him as he goes for
Jesus
the door.
Jesus Christ!
Fine.
Oh. I think we're gonna find out which. Which poop hole has more filling?
Wow. Now we're talking about poop holes.
Wait. Those poop holes from the get.
Which is pretty good.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks, Martin.
First thing I was told, hey, check it out. There's a butt hole. There's butt plug
right there. That's true. Yeah. We did start with the butt plug.
What do you think?
Well, unfortunately, I just had enough to just. It was just
wet
a taste.
Whistle.
Yeah, so.
I got a lot.
Oh, Joey Ford?
Well, I just
finished it. I'm not kidding. The 99-cent pale ales are, my mouth's coated with it.
Yeah.
You're not going to get that out for a while.
You got diacetyl all over your mouth.
Thanks, Sean.
So anyway, you kegged what? Got all fucked up.
Oh, I bottled the wheat ale.
You bottled
it. I was sitting around for a while. I finally got to it. Now I'm dedicating my time to my keezer. Bugging the shit out of me.
You're not done with it yet?
I haven't been able to get to it, so I'm going to focus on that, and I'm not going to brew anything else until the keezer is done.
What are you putting in your keezer?
First one I'm going to do, I think I'm just going to go with the light IPA. Something simple. Something easy.
You want this one?
Just
we
a
touch.
I felt the electricity.
You have some really soft skin.
Thank you.
Oh, honey.
Thank you.
Wow.
Oh, honey, work for you,
oh,
huh?
Honey.
Call me Jedi.
You got $180, though, honey.
Call me Leia.
$180, man. The freaking reach went up.
You be my solo.
I have a feeling if Troy was fucking Joey in the ass every time he'd be going.
Why does it have to be Troy fucking me in there? Why can't it be Joey fucking Troy in the ass?
I like the first way better.
Either way, he'd be doing the.
Dun 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 dun.
It would be the cantina song.
No, that's afterwards when you're walking out.
Walk of shame.
Oh, my goodness. That was good.
Joey squeezes down and he's like, ooh, the force is strong with this one.
Oh, honey,
you Jedi Master. Joey told her, hey, easy with Yoda. Hurting my foreskin, you are.
Okay.
That was probably the funniest thing you've ever said.
In all seriousness, that was a good Yoda.
Thank you. That was.
Yeah, thank you.
I feel like he's had that one in his pocket for a long time.
Right. Like, oh, perfect timing.
It's all going to come together one of these days.
He's been waiting to pull that
Holy
one out.
Holy shit, man. Oh. Fucking a room full of fucking grown men crying.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I don't know about grown men.
No. We're all crying for the uncircumcised penis.
Save the anteater.
Anteater. Save the anteater.
Man, oh, man.
That's got to be hard to keep clean.
Actually, it's pretty not. It's pretty easy.
Fuck.
Yeah. Troy's like, I got you, Joey.
Trust me. I'm on your side, bro.
Yeah. I got a Q-tip. I got a little thing of soap.
Yep. Well, you don't fucking swab it.
He said a Q-tip.
Holy shit.
What's wrong with you, Troy?
Jesus Christ.
Joey's like, I got a water pick.
That vibrating ultrasonic toothbrush. Like, oh,
that's
God.
Gonna hurt, man.
It's just Troy's toothbrush. Troy's like, I might want to rinse this.
Oh, shit.
What else you got, Joey?
Oh, sorry.
Well, we're splitting a 12-ounce can five ways, so it goes fast.
We sound like alcoholics, but really, it's just 3 ounces a piece.
But that was me and Martino. We said, you know, when you post pictures of beers, everybody's like, God damn, dude, that's all you ever post. You're an alcoholic. Fuck, I had one beer.
So I believe the rest of these are at least 7%.
What happened to your microphone? Where'd you put it?
He's sitting on it.
Who gets to use
it's
that?
It's in
next?
Between my legs. So the rest of these are probably.
You're a Wookiee roar.
7%.
I hung this picture specifically for this moment. It was usually my son's room when he moved out. My wife's like, let's get rid of that picture. And I'm like, no.
We're so this it. Next one is Duff Dub from, who is that again? Oak Highlands Brewery out of Texas.
Now, did you visit all these or was this Gage send you these? Or?
Well, these two, I saw and talked to them at the beer festival that we went to down there.
This is a German Dunkelweiser. Oh. But man, it's dark. 7.1, 13 IBUs.
Yeah.
How dark it is.
How much?
What's
right?
What's ABB?
7.1.
IBU was.
You know, it'd be so funny. If it was if it's a German, it'd be so good if the ABV was 9.
I'll make one of those for you.
That means no in German.
Who said that? Oh.
9.
9, 9, 9.
Nueve!
Remember, so after the World War II, a lot of the Nazis went down to South America, right? So that would have fit right in.
Joey's the worst Nazi ever. Joey's the worst Nazi ever. He's like, Nueve! Nueve! Mi culo nueve nueve.
Oh, honey.
Oh, honey. No comprende.
It's kind of got a heavy taste, ooh, huh?
Yeah, that's, I like it. That's good.
Dunkelweiser.
So a Dunkelweizen is supposed to be like Heffenweizen's like big brother.
Right.
Darker, okay. Heavier.
Are
more
they,
ABVs.
Are they usually, because this is 7%. That's high, right? That's high for
that's
a Dunkelweizen.
That's way higher than the Dunkel.
That's what
so
I was
like
thinking.
A Heffenweizen would be like 4.5%, 5%.
Your mic sounds like shit, dude.
Then the Dunkel would end up being like a 6. So then pushing it to 7.
That
really,
seems higher than normal, right?
Right, yeah.
So is it kind of like a Marzen? kind of like an Oktoberfest beer.
Very similar.
Yeah. We got a guide right there.
Why don't you read the labels, Troy?
I'm getting like a caramel flavor.
Yes, yes, yeah.
That's pretty bomb, Joey.
Yeah, it's badass, isn't it?
It's good. I like it.
I mean, it's great out of the can, out of the tap. I mean, they had a fresh brew there out of the tap. Oh, it was just fucking amazing, dude.
Yeah, it's really tasty. Yep. It's almost like in somewhere in between with the, like you think of like a Belgian or something like that. It kind of has that some characteristics that are similar to me. And at least that's what I'm getting. But I like this a lot.
Yeah, I am too.
I like this a lot better.
Oh, you got a little chart there. Nice.
Yeah, I'm studying.
Oh,
I don't think that's it, Martin.
This can says the Dunkelweizen are the brunette sibling of the Bavarian Hefeweizen. Dark, complex, and slightly cloudy. DF Dub starts with banana and cloves aroma and finishes crisp and clean.
It's definitely got that clove. Yeah. Spicy clove.
I totally get clove and banana.
Yeah.
After reading it, I'm unique. I like it.
It's got a lot
going on.
It's got a lot going on, man.
Yeah,
it's busy. Mouth is definitely
complex.
Complex. Yeah.
I like the nose on it for sure.
I can't get the nose, but I don't know, man. I don't know if I'm plugged up or what, but I've been sucking at aromatics lately.
Mm-hmm.
You were saying that the other day.
Yeah.
So I don't know what's going on there. I'm not picking up noses on anything, but that flavor is off the charts. I love it.
Yeah, I was actually not gonna lie.
Hey, Kevin.
Pretty. I was a little greedy, and I got about 4 or 5 more of them at home.
Ah! Oh, keeping them for yourself.
Yeah.
And then we got the new craft beer just walked in.
We got the actual real Kevin,
he's got a light.
Studios.
Is that a light there?
Joey, finally got to meet the actual Kevin.
Yeah, no, it's way better.
Yeah, no shit. Way better than Kevin.
Did you see Joey's face when he stood up to shake hands with Kevin? Joey's like, God damn, he fucking looked taller when I was sitting on the floor.
I thought he was like, oh, finally a friend. With
you walked in, you're like, a midget, awesome.
Yeah. Are we gonna throw
somebody I can talk to.
That's awesome.
Where is Frank?
He's a maybe.
He's okay.
He's busy. Yeah. Busy. Wife went one direction. He's going another direction. He's got another party. He's got to go do. He's got kids. It's just.
He's fucked.
Yeah. A
lot going on.
He's a busy man.
He literally would have a good time with that bottle opener. It's a bubbler, Kevin.
Literally.
It's a bit double.
All right, I'm going to stick with the.
Always grab it from the bottom. Grab it from the bottom only.
And don't forget the smell.
Don't taste.
Like I said, all depends on whose butthole it was in.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Or which one it was in yours.
It's got a 50-50. I got a 50-50 chance in this house that it's going to be okay or not okay.
Oh, I'm going to bet not okay.
I'm going to go with not okay.
I'm going not okay.
Oh, man.
Holy shit. This is going to be a train wreck.
Oh.
The wireless, I wonder if that's coming through in the audio.
Is that what are we getting the feedback on?
One of those wireless.
One of the wirelesses.
It's probably that one.
That's it. Yeah. Yep.
Hey, Martin, hey, you're asked out. Only turn around when you have something important to say.
I do. I can share mine.
You can lean over and put your...
We can touch cheeks.
Touch your head on
it. Do it like you're singing a duo.
Touch skin.
Touch skin.
Your butt cheek skin to my thigh skin.
Whoa.
Oh, dude, I'm still.
You guys lean over and use the same mic and look like a two-headed Mexican.
I don't get it.
That kind of was not funny at all.
I'm just saying it would.
Oh, okay.
Be cool.
Whatever.
I laugh to be nice.
Or what?
I laugh to be nice.
You're the only one. You're his true friend.
Wait, so what is this report?
Oh.
Is that it right there?
That's it right there. Tupps Brewery. 7.3, I think.
This is an IPA.
Yep.
7.1.
7.1.
Citra Galaxy Mosaic hops.
Definitely get like the Mosaic and Galaxy.
IPA stands for India Pale Ale.
Huh. Thank you.
Who would have thunk?
Who knew that?
This is good.
50 IBUs.
Definitely hit that mouthful of Mosaic, huh?
Mm. That's good stuff.
That's a good beer right there. Yeah, I like that. That's tasty. Are we not recording?
Yeah, we're recording. Did you turn the levels down?
Not recently. Should we adjust?
Maybe it was from that other mic.
They were banging, and now they're down low.
They were banging.
Yeah, they were banging.
Go ahead, Troy. Have a lot.
I just took the end of it, man.
Now you know how I feel, you son of a bitch.
It is kind of a Joey pour.
Are you there?
It's nice to get a foot, face to a voice.
Absolutely, yeah. Same here, man. Same here, finally. Cheers.
I'm sure you've heard nothing good about me.
And probably the same about me.
Yeah.
Fucking assholes. Why are we friends with these people?
Just the one.
Oh, just the one. Oh, really? Just one.
Hey, Kevin, if you and I stood close to each other, we'd look like a two-headed penis.
Wow. Yeah,
how does that even work?
If me and you stood next to each other, we look like Danny DeVito and Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Sorry, yeah. You have no mic. You have no mic. Sorry.
I can,
he's there. I can hear him.
Can you hear this?
Oh,
for the listeners, that was a
word. Well, turn it up.
Kevin flipped me off.
There's a lot of feedback.
Again.
Oh, yeah, a lot of feedback. That's when you clean. Did that. Yeah, sorry, we couldn't pick that up.
None of the good feedback.
Queer, queer, queer.
Edit that.
Well,
okay, that was
all right. Awkward. Yep. So we're
so at, Kenny's got no more jokes, so we're gonna wrap it.
Yeah, we're at 1 hour.
So thanks for having us over. I'm not Kevin.
You're welcome. Thanks for coming.
Joey's always coming. No? I mean, I figured there's the right crowd for that.
In your mouth, I am.
And there it is.
Actually, twice today. You're going to kill Star Wars for Troy.
Yeah, I'm not a fan anymore.
Yeah.
You're not a fan anymore.
Yeah, Troy's like, what's up, Star Trek?
What's up, Star Trek? Nanu.
You're better half here.
You're, who's better half?
Yours.
Mine?
Yeah.
Mine lives here. Did you just show up? Oh.
All right, so we're at 1 hour. We said we're going to do this for 1 hour. We've got a late start. Anyway, so this is episode for IPA Today. It's going to be episode 100, part two. Just again, just wanted to recap the night. And
I think we're past
who's that? Who's that? Somebody sneaking in the door.
Oh, yeah. Hey!
I see a bird first.
We're bird flippers.
Oh, no.
Once again, thanks for the fucking intro.
Oh, no.
Joey points out at me.
Dude, that's you, motherfucker.
So John pokes his... First he poked his...
Thanks for the invite.
Everything I did now, John, John's been...
I was going to bring something for you, but I'm fucking taking it.
Hey, come here, man. We got some places here.
You'll never win.
John,
never
we only had 1 hour.
Uh-huh. That's one conversation with John.
We only had four mics. You bring the fucking elevator music, but not me.
Yeah, look who they stayed on the floor.
Yeah,
I didn't do any music today at all.
Hey, shit. There's one sitting on the couch, bro. You're okay.
There's one.
A little chupa.
Here, have some of that. Alright. Just drink it out of them and give it to them. I don't give a shit. I got my piece.
Got my piece.
There's some cup. There's some glasses over there, too. Some glasses over there. Whatever.
Yep. Alright. Anyways, John's here, so let's go ahead and wrap this up.
Shut this down before it gets serious.
So,
yep.
Here's a...
Go ahead and just grab it, make a mess. Wait.
Yeah, do me a favor, Julian. Spill on the carpet.
He's like, I have no idea where I'm at.
So here's another one from Oak Highlands Brewery. It's called Freaky Deaky.
Freaky Deaky.
It's like the label on this thing is pretty cool. It's a monk showing his thigh wearing a high heel and fishnet.
Yep.
Is that why you picked it?
And this is 10%.
Oh, gee.
Hijo de pistola.
10%
at 46 IBUs.
Oh, Dios mio.
He's got the camera over there.
Oak Highlands Brewery.
No, that one there. He's drinking that one.
It's a big fucking state, Joey.
Houston, Dallas area?
Houston, Dallas area. Something like 8 hours apart.
Houston, Dallas.
Right. I don't know, for somewhere between San Diego and Sacramento.
I didn't go to the brewery shit stain.
It's like the New York, Pennsylvania area.
Shit stain.
You know what? Fuck you. No more beer for John.
He's cut off.
He's cut off.
Wow, you got butthurt super quick.
Hey, did you go to the...
didn't take very long at all.
Did you go to the coconut taste?
No.
You didn't go.
Is that happening now?
I think it's happening right now.
Yeah. Let's go there live.
No, I was going to, but...
You don't have that capability?
But I'm getting over a cold, and it's like, I'm not going to be able to, like...
Yeah. You'd rather share it with us.
Thanks for sharing.
No, but
you're welcome.
To, like, actually judge and stuff, I'm not going to be able to do it correctly.
Critique people's...
Huh? Well, yeah, I'm not going to give anyone constructive criticism. Like,
can't taste shit.
Can't taste anything. Yeah. I think it's okay. Carbonation's all right.
Yeah.
That's about it,
you can tell
right?
carb. That's fine.
Is this the same one?
No. Good one.
That's
beer.
Freaky Deaky.
I passed up the last two here.
All right, man. So let's wrap this up because people are starting to show for your party. Again, man, this is just wanted to recap the shit show, poor quality of last week's LCB livecast. Hey, Joey, thanks, man, for hanging out with us and bringing these beers, and thanks for joining the biker gang with me.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that yet.
Doesn't matter.
You're still up on that.
Get on the back and shut the fuck up.
You're on your own on that one.
You're both going to be riding on the back of the bike.
Get on your bikes and ride.
Yep. At the same time.
Yeah, it'll be interesting.
Hey, Troy, thanks for hanging out, man.
Thanks for having me.
You have your call letters for the, what's that blog you do?
I don't do a blog.
I know, just kidding.
I'm just Troy. Troy. Follow me at Con Carne on Instagram.
It's a con with a
Con Carne.
Is it really? Is that your call letters?
That's my Instagram, yeah.
Con Carne?
It's like I post like Lego stuff and I post what beer I'm drinking at the time and Star Wars stuff.
You better not edit this. That's fucking gay.
With me?
Cheers.
Yeah. You know, with a lot of men.
Cheers.
Joey just says what we're all thinking.
Yeah.
You can't blame him.
Because you guys are pussies.
You know, the only worst thing
again, same thing we're thinking.
Yep.
All right.
Yeah, follow.
What is that?
Chorizo?
Yeah,
chorizo.
What is it? Like chorizo. Nice hey, Troy says, follow me at Yo Get a Chorizo y Huevos.
En mi culo.
Forget I said anything.
Yeah. Anyways, it used to be
Hey, you know what? No wonder the guy doesn't respond to the podcast.
It never shows up.
Oh, I'm completely out. Yeah, it's because of Martin and all his memes that he does. Like, everything was a meme. I was like, I can't read these anymore. I'm done with this.
Oh, it's me.
Yeah.
Oh, it's me. Yeah, dude. That's just for once. It's not Joey. But being offensive.
Because I never.
That's so
I never
awesome,
out.
Man. Oh, dude. Hey, blame. I'm gonna hand you the crown.
new podcast.
Yeah, blame the brown guy. Yeah, you stupid brown guy.
I go back and forth.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Troy.
You put him on the floor, then you're gonna blame me for the other.
Well, you're sitting on the chair.
Hey, there was a reason to that madness.
New podcast, Chingazos today. All right, hey, Sean, thanks for hosting, man.
Heck
I appreciate this.
Can have a good time.
When are you putting out a new episode?
I'll probably put this one out.
There it is.
I'm not IPA today.
That's right.
I'm not
today. All right.
All right.
Well, thanks for coming over.
Let's get
your housewarming party. It's a beautiful, beautiful house.
Yeah, really nice place.
Love your podcast.
Awesome studio room. Kenny again. Take pointers. Your fucking shit is weak.
Dude, my podcast room is half the size.
Hey, and he's sitting on the floor.
The carpet's already spotted, so you can
tell. You can't tell.
It's all part of the
plan. Joey, you could put two IPA Today studios in this room.
Yeah.
This room's huge.
It's a big room and the tall ceiling, but I think the tall ceiling does a little bit more echo, so you might
need to figure that out.
Yeah.
This
Listen
is nice.
Here, we didn't ask for your opinion, Troy.
I usually just give it. I don't really. I don't care if people ask for it.
Don't listen to what Troy has to say. Just put that plug in his
in his mouth.
Why's he got to go? Why is it?
Because it's there.
All right. Let's wrap it.
Yeah. All right, man. See you guys. Then
enjoy.
Oh yeah. Cheers.
Cheers. Quick beer.
Thank you for listening. Please subscribe and rate the podcast on iTunes and Google Play, Twitter @I'mNotKevinPod.